Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 7, 1805. The trader Menard visits. While Captain Clark works on his map and notes about the West, Captain Lewis prepares specimens of animals, insects, and plants to send back to President Jefferson. He is also tabulating temperature and other weather statistics in one of his special journals. Just because Lewis is not writing journal entries like Clark is, it does not mean he is idle. Captain Clark writes today,
"A very cold day. The thermometer stood at 22 degrees below zero. Wind northwest, the river fell 1 inch. Several Indians returned from hunting, one of them the Big White, chief of the lower Mandan village, dined with us and gave me a sketch of the country as far as the high mountains and on the south side of the River Rajon. He says that the River Rajon receives 6 small rivers on the south side and that the country is very hilly. The greater part is covered with timber, great numbers of beavers. The 3 men returned from hunting. They killed 4 deer and 2 wolves, saw buffaloes a long way off. I continue to draw a connected plot from the information of traders, Indians, and my own observations and ideas. From the best information, the Great Falls is about 800 miles nearly west. Captain William Clark, January 7, 1805.
The trader Menard claimed to have been on the River Roche-Jaune sometime before 1795 and gave a description of it to Jean-Baptiste Trouteau. In any case, the French traders in St. Louis had received enough information from the Indians to give it the name Roche-Jaune, perhaps derived from the yellow rocks in the river's upper canyon in present-day Yellowstone National Park. The Mandan chief, Big White, as time passed, became quite famous and a favorite of the captain's. He was better known by his Indian name, Shaheke-Sho. He traveled back to Washington in 1806 to meet the Great White Father. Monday, 40 degrees below zero.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.